National Guardsman stops assault of police officer at National Mall. I care a lot about this city. By Hannah Knudsen on August 18, 2025. A National Guardsman stopped an assault in Washington, D.C. that occurred at the National Mall, the National Guard confirmed in a press release. On Friday, D.C. Air National Guard Staff Sergeant Hector Amaya, whom the press release described as a security forces officer with the 113th Squadron, patrolled the National Mall and witnessed a park police officer being assaulted while directing traffic. The park police officer asked for our help, and I was the first one to catch up, and was able to detain him to the park police and turn him over, Amaya said. That's our purpose for being out here, Amaya explained. I would have done that for anybody. I wouldn't just see somebody get attacked and stood by. I would have acted and helped them. I have grown up and lived my entire life in the DMV. I remember coming here when I was in fifth grade for field trips, and all the way now into my 20s, I'm still coming to D.C., so I care a lot about this city, he said. The incident occurred less than a week after President Donald Trump announced a widespread crackdown on crime in the nation's capital. During his press conference last week, Trump announced that he was officially invoking Section 740 of the District of Columbia Home Rule Act, placing the D.C. Metropolitan Police Department under direct federal control, and activating the National Guard to combat the rising problems facing the city. The number of car thefts has doubled over the past 5 years, and the number of carjackings has more than tripled. Murders in 2023 reached the highest rate probably ever. They say 25 years, but they don't know what that means, because it just goes back 25 years, Trump said at the time. Watch, Trump invites media on D.C. police ride-alongs to see crime firsthand. Our capital city has been overtaken by violent gangs and bloodthirsty criminals, roving mobs of wild youth, drugged-out maniacs and homeless people, and we're not going to let it happen anymore, Trump said. We're not going to take it, just like we did on our southern border. The press release from the National Guard noted that, despite the narrative offered by the establishment media, civilians have positive feelings toward the presence of National Guardsmen in the city. I want people to see that we're human beings. We're their neighbors, we're their friends, and we're just here to help, Amaya added. This coincides with Attorney General Pam Bondi announcing on Sunday that there have been over 300 arrests in D.C., and counting. Just last night, our federal and D.C. law enforcement partners made 68 arrests and seized 15 illegal firearms, she announced. Homicide suspects, drug traffickers, and more are being charged. I'll continue to stand with you as we make D.C. safe again.